are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Jonah, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. The last time I saw you was in Vegas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And are you still training?
Yeah, I am training.
How are you doing that when everything is closed down?
I have a lot of weights in my house, so I still kind of, I just don't have, like, the machines they have at the Y, but I have a lot of free weights.
Okay, so you do all free weight training?
Yeah, and if, like, I do some, calisthenics, too.
How old are you?
Nine.
And when did you start, training, and were you, like, 6 or 7 years of age?
Yeah, I started training at six.
Six. And how did you get into that? And why did you like training? What was your first introduction to that?
Well, I saw my brother doing this stuff, like training. It wasn't really, it was like only calisthenics because at that time we had like one dumbbell. But I kind of saw him doing it, and I kind of wanted to do it. So then he taught me some basic, like, calisthenic stuff, like pull-ups. Then we did that for a little bit, but it wasn't serious. Like, I did more gaming than I did working out, probably.
I see. Well, I'm glad you came on the show. This is Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. And we're going to see about telling the truth today about the things that you do and the things that you've learned. Okay, so once you got into the calisthenics and training, I'm assuming then you were learning it from your brother. Is that right?
Yeah, that part, yeah.
Okay. Now, how did you know, like, when you're that young, what did your weight training look like? Was it lightweights, and were you doing a lot of reps, or were you trying to get strong?
Back then, I mean, it was heavy weights for me back then. It was like, but it was like a lot of reps too, because like,
okay,
like at the end it's like he helps you for the last like 10 reps or something.
Yeah. And then at that point, were you actually working out with your brother in the garage or something?
We were doing it like in our basement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when was it that you, I know that you competed in Vegas, but was that your first time that you competed?
No, that was my third time.
Third time. I'm going to take a look at your bio here. I remember watching you. I found it to be really amazing. When you were on stage, I couldn't believe, I mean, the way that you did your posing routine, I have to tell you, quite honestly, it's better than a lot of people that I've seen that are much older than you and that have been around the sport for a long time. How did you learn how to pose, and what made you so good at that?
What?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I noticed that you were like a really good poser, like at the Olympia, better than a lot of people that I know that have been around much longer. How did you learn how to do that?
Well, with my mom, she kind of like helps me see what looks like good and stuff. And I watch a bunch of YouTube videos of like bodybuilders doing poses and stuff.
So yeah.
I looked up on Google and stuff, all like the mandatories and a bunch of like other stuff, like the stuff Arnold Schwarzenegger invented and like Sergio Oliva with the Cobra and stuff.
Yeah. It's still amazing to me that you're able to look at that. Did your mom help you teach you how to stand and hit the poses, or you learned that from YouTube?
I learned that from YouTube, but she was telling me, like, what she helps me plan out, like, my routine and see what, like, looks good to transition and stuff.
Did your mom learn this was your mom an athlete, or did she learn this also from YouTube and was able to help you with that?
She learned it from me.
Okay. And then your brother, did he do any competing?
No, he did one show. The first show I did, it was with him. That wasn't really like a serious prep. I didn't know how to prep for that show as much as I do now. So it was kind of like like do it for the first time, like fun thing, like.
Yeah, were you nervous?
Kind of, not much.
But yeah, you seem to be pretty calm, demeanor. Yeah. Okay, so what is your routine now? When you go work out, do you work out 4 days a week, 5 days a week, or every day?
I do. I have Sunday as my rest day, and I have 6 days on. I have like a routine where Monday I do legs and back. Tuesday I do arms, chest, shoulders. Wednesday I do abs and chest. I do abs every day, but Wednesday is like I do a little extra abs. And then Thursday is chest and abs. I mean, not chest and abs. Arms and abs. And then Friday is arms and shoulders. And then Saturday is full body. And Sunday is rest.
So you have a very, you're very disciplined to be able to do that 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever miss workouts?
No, I don't. No, I just don't miss
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm amazed at you. Okay, so what happens like when you're in school? Do you train before you go to school? Do you train after school? How do you fit all that in?
So when I was going to school, I just wake up at 5:30. I do an hour. So sometimes I'll know if it's a bad day and if we can't go outside. So I'll check that before I work out. Because I work out at recess, so if it's like a day where there isn't, where it's like nice weather out, then I'll do 50 minutes in the morning. But if it's a day where where I can't go to recess in the morning, I'll do an hour and 10. And then after that, I have my my breakfast, which varies between on season and off season. And then I just go to school. And then usually at recess, I will work out the time we have. And then when I get back, I have my third meal. And then I go to the Y for like an hour. Yeah.
You know, you sound like somebody who's like 30 years old who's been doing this forever. You're like, unbelievable. I feel really bad now that I've talked to you, Jonah. I thought I was disciplined. Okay, so let me get this right. Okay, it says here you live in New York. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, all right, so tell me this. At recess, you do a workout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of workout? And where do you work out?
So, like, we have, like, it's only calisthenics because, like, we don't have weights there. But, like,
okay.
I run, like, the monkey bars and stuff.
Yeah.
And I still do it to like what I'm training that day. I usually just find ways to work out like arms is really easy there. Like there's this one thing on a bar where you can like
yeah
put your head back and forth and like pull ups and stuff. Back's easy, and then for like legs and stuff, I just do like body weight squats and like lunges.
Yeah, I was going to say that what you're doing is all body through space. And that's really smart. I mean, you've figured this thing out. A lot of people don't know that, you know, to do that. And, you know, there's no reason. I mean, look, I am just shocked that at your age that you have this kind of discipline. But you're a really good example already that, you know, if you're really motivated to do what you're doing and you have the passion for it, you just figure out a way, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel really guilty if you miss workouts?
What I do, I usually just try not to miss a workout, and I do it anyways because I know if I don't do it, I'm gonna get like really mad at myself later and won't be able to sleep.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know I can relate to you. I mean, I'm even. To the point where if I'm doing cardio and if I still have 5 minutes to go or even 2 minutes to go, I won't stop ever before I'm completely finished because all I do is think about that. I'm mad at myself. And you're like this at your age? Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now I see here that you belong to a gymnastics club, is that right?
Yeah.
Urban gymnastics?
Yeah, that's like once a week where I go there. I do like 1 hour where they train me, and I do like 2 hours where I'm like get to do like a bunch of random stuff there. And there I can also like it's not as much gymnastics. So like we have a lot of stuff times where I can do like muscle ups and practice like my static movements.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay, so when do you have time to go to school?
I don't know. I just kind of go.
Do you?
I figure out a schedule.
Oh my goodness! And you've been doing this since you're 6 years old, and you're 9 now.
Well, at 6 it wasn't as serious, but like at like 7.5 to like 8, I think is when I started being like serious.
Yeah. And who taught you about eating the proper foods, nutrition?
That was off of YouTube, too. I watch, like, Athlete X. Do you know him?
No. Who is he or she?
He does, like, a bunch of, like, he has a lot of science-based stuff on there. And I watch a lot of him. He's big on YouTube, so you can just search him up and stuff.
Okay. And who makes your meals for you? Your mom and dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you learned how to...
I make some of it, but they most...
Oh, you... Yeah, it's going to be a good idea at some point. I mean, aren't you kind of behind? You're 9 and you don't know how to cook for yourself? Really? You've done everything else, Jonah. Why not learn how to cook?
Well, he makes breakfast. He makes eggs every morning. So he does
the breakfast.
I mean, eggs.
There you go. I mean, you can never have too much discipline, Jonah, for goodness sake. Hey, so tell me this, how many grams of protein do you take in? I remember talking to you about this, some of this stuff, and you were explaining things to me that was blowing my mind. So how many grams of protein do you take
a day? Okay, so it used to be a lot more than it should, and it could like mess up, like it can make me have kidney stones and stuff. So I stopped having that much. And now it's around 90 grams. It was, before I was way too high, it was like 150 or something. So now I put it down to 90 grams. I think like some, my grandma or someone is a bodybuilder. And she told me about her coach. And then coach made a plan and he told me that, well, it was like a protein plan. He told me to have 90 grams of protein. So, and I count macros. So I know like what the macros are for most things. So I just take it to 90 grams and
Okay. Now, how much do you weigh?
Like 65.
Okay. And then would you say that this is your off-season weight?
I'd say... No, it's not my off-season weight. This is, like, my on-season weight. I don't really – I don't really cut much weight in my on-season. I just, like, look leaner when I do on-season. I'm, like, only, like, a month into my on-season. I'd say my off-season weight is more 667 maybe, around there.
Okay, so not that far off.
Yeah, and then when I get to – the end of my on season, it's like 62 or 63.
Okay, so how long, what's your, when you say on season, this is like when you're getting ready for possibly a competition? Yeah, okay. And then, so if you're that close, then what kind of adjustments do you make? Do you eat less or do you do cardio?
Yeah, I do, I don't do much cardio, but yeah, the adjustments are, I do like 30 minutes of cardio. I do like 10 with downstairs with my brother now. I didn't do that before COVID coronavirus thing, but now I have more time to do it. So I go down 10 minutes of like boxing, high jumps and box jumps. And that's really tiring. And then I do like outside. I usually do like just 20 minutes of like backflips and stuff.
Okay. As far as your, you said you count macros, but how many total, and I know you said that there's 90 grams of protein. That's 90 grams of protein is 360 calories in your diet. I'm trying to figure out how many calories you're taking in. I know you're taking in 360 calories of protein. What about the rest of your diet? What does that look like?
Okay, so my calories, I don't count them much, but when I was bored, for some reason, I just started counting them. So yeah. my calories right now when I'm in prep, which I'm in like the second stage because I have three stages where I like lower the carbs and fat and stuff. But uh-huh. Right now, my total calories is around 1,800. In off season, it would be around 2,100 to 2,200.
That's quite a bit, actually, you know, 2,100 calories for somebody your age and your weight. Your metabolism is on fire to be able to eat. And let me ask you this. Do you have a pretty good appetite? Because some people have a hard time eating like that.
Yeah, I have a good appetite. Yeah, sometimes I'm even hungry at the end of the day.
Is that right? Well, I mean, you're very active, so that kind of makes sense. But still, you know, to be able to eat that many calories day in and day out. You said that you have three stages that you go through. How do you know when to change those stages? Do you have like a, are you looking in the mirror or are you only reading the numbers? That makes sense.
Oh, I have a I look in the mirror and I figure out a plan. It's like each stage is 1 month, but then when it gets close to the show or like, you know, where you do like your week where it's like really low carbs and yeah. stuff. So then like, and then that's like when it gets complicated, you do that for like 2 weeks and then you have 1.5 weeks of where it's a little higher than before, but still really low. And then I have like 3 days where I get like, you know, like the carb up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have 3 days to do the carb up.
Okay. And that's really interesting. The now, I know when I was competing, Jonah, I always had somebody that was like kind of my other set of eyes, you know, because if you're doing it just yourself, sometimes it's hard to really see what you're seeing or not seeing. It's hard to be objective. So do you have, along the way, do you have a coach? Is it your family? Who's helping guide you through that process, like when you're getting ready for a show?
I don't really have a coach, but my brother is good at, like, constructive criticism and stuff. So he kind of tells me that stuff.
Okay, so you get help from him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your temperament, does it change, like, when you're on season versus off season? Like, are you do you get grouchy because maybe you're hungry?
Yeah, that does happen when it gets like really close to the show. I'm usually pretty fine, the first few months, but then like the last like 2 weeks or like month are like you just like have less energy and you're like, you know, like just less energy.
Does it make you kind of cranky?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because that would be a good time. I don't want your mom to hear this, but that would be a good time to tell your parents, look, when I get like this, you got to just let me do what I want because I'm cranky because I'm getting ready for a show. Does that work?
No, I heard that.
I know you did. I know you heard me.
That doesn't work.
I like that.
Yeah, the times he gets the crankiest is if he actually misses a workout. He actually gets really upset if he misses a workout.
That's so funny. I mean, I find that just so interesting. I've never heard ever, not one time in my life, somebody your age be upset because they missed a workout like that. You know, that's really, really something.
Yeah. No, I teach art and I teach thousands of kids and I've taught thousands of kids and I've actually never heard of that either.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I even, you know, when you guys were at the show, I was just amazed on so many levels. I mean, I was really fascinated by the fact, Jonah, that you could talk with nutrition, that you could talk on the level that you do. I mean, most people can't do that, Jonah. And I've worked with a lot of athletes, a lot of pros, and they don't have the knowledge and the command of that. I mean, I find that fascinating. Are you a really good student, like a straight-A student?
For most of the years, but like, I think this time I got like a few B's and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's just the Go ahead.
He's got a math mind. He definitely is a numbers guy.
Yeah.
And so when he's counting all his macros, which I don't have that kind of mind, but I do find it fascinating. But when he's counting all his macros, he just loves to count everything out and add it all up. And he calls it home math compared to school math, even though it's the same thing.
I
think it's the same. He likes doing all the counting of his macros and everything else. So he definitely has a numbers and math mind.
Well, you know, that's really funny because, like, with me, just to kind of, I don't know if I'm relating to you or not, but, like, when it comes to math, until it gets to, like, counting calories, I could care less about math, you know? People ask me, like, a math question, but you start talking nutrition and adding and doing math there, I'm like a different person. It's a different mind, you know? And I also think that not only do you have a math mind, but I also think you have a certain passion for what you're doing, you know? Okay, so I'm curious to know, you said you lower your carbohydrate intake. Do you do that like the last week before a show? And why do you do that?
Okay, so I every time I told you I have like a few phases. Every time I have that new phase of the prep, I lower my carbs a little bit, and then on the and I do that because I think it everyone's different. You have to experiment with your body what works to get leaner, bigger. Like some people, they lower their fat to get leaner. I lower my carbs. I lower my fat a little bit, but not as much as I lower my carbs.
How low do you get? That's actually very smart. Because it works is actually the most important thing when it comes to getting leaner. But let me ask you, how low do you get your grams of carbs daily? What does it get to?
The lowest, like the last week.
And so to that point, do you know how many grams of carbs that you're taking in?
So the lowest this prep that I'm planning on doing is 60 carbs, I think. 60 carbs. 60. Last prep, I went a little too low. I got like to 40, which was low for me. 60 is low, is pretty low, which I want it really low, but I don't want it like too low.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, and maybe you do, but if you get your carbohydrates too low for too long, your body has two different energy systems. It has a glucose metabolism, and it has a free fatty acid metabolism. Have you heard of keto, the keto diet?
Yes, I've heard of keto.
Okay, I figured you might. And anyway, the whole difference between the diet that you're on based on the carbohydrates that you're taking in, even though they've gotten down as low as 40, although it's kind of pushing it, you're still in what's considered a glucose diet. Have you ever gone lower, and did you feel your body feel like a lot different? Because when you go below a certain amount of carbs for about 3 days in a row, your body's going to switch over to that free fatty acid metabolism, keto diet. And sometimes you feel different during that time.
I don't think I've gone under 40. I think 40 is the lowest I've gone. But when I do get like the lowest point of my carbs, I do up my fat a tiny bit though. Like, so I have some energy to do my workout, because at sometimes the workout even becomes more cardio, which more cardio kind of sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I hate cardio and I do it every day. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things I love to hate. I'm not a big fan, but if I don't do that, especially at my age, you know, it gets out of control. You said that you use fat for energy. I think that's interesting because a lot of people don't realize how actually fat is a better source of energy, and it satiates you. In other words, it makes you feel fuller and it breaks down a little bit slower in the body. Is that why you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what's the next show that you're going to do?
Do you have a paper?
It's Mr. and Ms.
Upstate New York.
Mr. and Ms. Upstate New York is what it's called.
It's in Utica.
Okay.
Utica.
Now, when is... Yeah, are you sure you're going to have it because of all this COVID that's going on? Are they still going to have that?
You're sure, but they're not sure. We're hoping.
When is it?
It's supposed to be in June.
June 13th.
No, we're kind of, there's also in September and I think in August, there's some in New York, New Jersey, and Virginia.
But yeah. I might not do some of those because I think it's going to, I think it's still going to be there.
I mean, yeah, you never know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, even if the one in Utica doesn't work out, we know that later in the summer or in the fall, we're really hoping that some of the others will open up again. I mean, we live in the Finger Lakes region of New York, so it's about 4 hours from the city.
But okay.
We could always go, hopefully, to New Jersey or New York City to do some events a little later on, if everything.
Yeah. I know this thing has really messed a lot of stuff up when it comes to that. But the good news is with the sport that you're in, you have competitions going all the way into December, you know. And I don't know if you have many around the area, but I know when I was competing after the first of the year in January, we had competitions to do all the way through till December. So there'll be somewhere that you'll possibly be able to compete. I was supposed to be in Africa. I was a sponsor for that show. Of course, you know, all this happened. So they moved it over to, I think, July. So we're hoping that maybe that happens, but you know, who knows, right?
Yeah. It's tough because my husband and I really did not have any background with bodybuilding. We really have learned pretty much everything through Jonah, who has, you know, he started off with his brother and then he just avidly researched online to find out everything he'd need to know about posing and routines. And when he first was interested in trying to find a competition, it was a lot of research for my husband to try to find someplace that would take a 9-year-old. We're very fortunate that we were able to find INBA. And
the first show I did wasn't even in INBA, and they let us slide.
They let us slide. But it's not easy for a 9-year-old. Yeah. To find places.
I bet. Like your first show, did you have anybody else that was competing against you, or did you have to compete against all the kids?
Just you and nobody. Just me and my brother.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's interesting that that you've had to teach your parents about the sport. But I want to say something. Kudos to your parents because you know what? You have somebody that's really in your corner backing what you do, right? Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Right, Jonah?
Yes. Thank you, Mom.
Yes, Jonah. The answer is yes, Jonah. You're lucky that you have a good foundation, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I agree, man, because that's a big commitment. And I'm sure, Mom and Dad, you guys are not only are you proud, but to see your son up there doing what he does, it has to give you joy. I've got two kids now. They're like, you know, 39 and up in there in age, but I, you know, watching them go through their sporting career was just amazing for me. So you guys have been lucky that way to be a part of all that.
We're very proud of him.
We really are.
He's an amazing kid.
Actually, all three of our kids are pretty awesome in different ways. They're all incredibly gifted and talented in different ways. His older brother works out, but he's also a musician, and his older sister is a dancer and a great chef. Yeah. Jonah's the bodybuilder, and it's interesting to see how much they change and what direction they take as they get older, you know?
Exactly. And no, it'll be really interesting to see where Jonah is, you know, like you said, like when you're 18 or 20 years of age, because obviously, you know, the things start, you know, when you get older as a boy, things start changing quite a bit, you know, to see what path you go down. I mean, can you imagine someday, Jonah, if you're like my age, 65, and you started training when you were 6? I mean, you'll be like the longest training bodybuilder of all time.
Hey, that could be cool.
Yeah.
My goal is to win how many
Mr. Olympias? I want to win like 10 Mr. Olympias and get more than Ronnie Coleman and Lee Haney.
Oh, that's a really good goal to have. I mean, if you're going to have one that high.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you think you're gonna always compete in the INBA, PNBA?
I don't know if I'm gonna always compete in them, but I'm gonna be always natural at least. I might not be doing natural shows because, like, natural shows, like, they don't have huge, huge guys like the Mr. Olympia because
natural. Yeah.
But I think I could get really big natural.
I think you can too, Jonah. And from my own experiences, I can tell you this. You don't know what your body and your mind is capable of until you actually push it like that, you know? And I, from my experiences in the sport, too many people don't give themselves that chance to find out, because your body and your mind, it's really, truly amazing. You know, most of us don't really tap into that mindset, which is really the control tower. And you'll be surprised at what you'll do. And if anybody could do it, Jonah, I'm sure that you're going to. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question, if you don't mind, as we're getting close to wrapping this thing up. Would you mind, on camera, would you mind going through some mandatory poses for the people that are watching this?
And
you don't mind doing that? And if you want to take your shirt off, however you want to do it, it's fine. But what I want to see, Jonah, is do you have like a routine that you can go through? Like, because I want to see you go through your transitions. I was amazed at that when I saw you on stage.
I could do my routine. I have the, my mom has the music to it.
But yeah, I want to see that, if you don't mind. I'd love that.
Do you remember everything, or do you want me to help you with the things we wrote down?
Can you say the poses?
Yeah, I can say the poses. We're still practicing it. We just started a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Totally fine.
I'm just be saying the poses as he goes.
No, that's good. I'm glad. I want to see this.
Hold on, I gotta find. So his the artist that he loves is Jaden Smith.
Okay.
So his song, he's doing a Jaden Smith song. But do you want to do your poses first, and then we'll do the routine?
Yeah, I can do mandatories.
Yeah, let's see your mandatories.
Where are you, at your side chest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what's next? Back double bicep. Then back lat spread. His lats are crazy.
Look at that.
His lats are crazy.
That's ridiculous.
And then what do you
nice.
Want? Thigh. And then most muscular. So you got that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's really getting defined, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you really are. And you know, the thing about that is, you know, once you put the tanning on there and you get it under the lights, you can actually see it even better.
Yeah. Yeah. He's starting to get striations in his shoulders, which he likes.
That's crazy. Okay. Right. So you got to do something to music now?
Yep. We got Jaden Smith's song, Goku, and you're starting to do Spider-Man pose.
Okay.
And then after the Spider-Man pose, you do your plank thing. Can you see it okay? There we go.
Right there. That's good right there. Okay. Holy crap.
And then you go to a low ground front double bicep. To a back or to a front double bicep. Back double bicep. So back lat spread. Front abs and thigh. Good. And then front lat spread.
Good. Nice.
Half lat, half bicep. Look at that. Twist back double bicep. And then the Arnold pose.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have that.
Down to the knee double bicep. Then you go to your vacuum. To a lat spread. To hands on hip most muscular. The head's in front most muscular, to crab, and then the cobra, and then you're bowing.
Nice. Very good job.
So you're going to keep – so he likes to practice that four times a week.
Uh-huh.
And I have a cheat sheet note card because I can never remember the names of everything.
So. Yeah. And I can tell you the way he was going through it, he actually has most of it down.
He does. He definitely has most of it down. And what we do is – To start off, a couple weeks ago, he picked out the song he wanted, and then we kind of just start to go through a few different things that he thinks will flow nicely from one to another.
Yeah.
You know? And then he just keeps practicing.
That's what it takes, man. Repetition is the mother of skill. You know, when it comes to training, the difference between weightlifting and weight training, Jonah, you'll find out is that when you're weight training, you're making every move, every repetition count. And most people don't do that because they're weightlifting. But the difference is discipline. And obviously, you have plenty of that. So, I mean, by the time you're, you know, 18, 19 years of age, you're going to be, I mean, you're incredible now, but you'll be something else. And one of the things that's going to make you great, as far as I'm concerned, is you're a student of the game. And you combine that with, the discipline that you have and the motivation. I don't care what you do. It could be bodybuilding, whatever you get yourself into. If you have this kind of work ethic, there's no stopping you, my friend. And you're welcome. And listen, I want to thank you for coming on. Is there anything else that you would like to mention that maybe I haven't covered?
No, it's just if people watching this want to see more of what I do, follow my Instagram at Jojo the Bodybuilder and my YouTube at Jojo the Bodybuilder.
Nice. Hey, listen, again, I really am impressed by you. I was in Vegas. I am with you now and your parents as well. And I really appreciate that you took some time to come on and chat with me.
Thank you.
I think maybe one of these days I'll see you down the road because I told, do you know who Denny is, I assume, for the IMBA? Denny? He's a guy, the boss kind of. Okay, him and his wife and the daughter, Denise. And I told him at that point, because I really believed in the what they're doing with that organization, that I wanted to be a part of it. So I think down the road I might see you again, Jonah, and I can't wait.
Thank you.
All right. Mom and Dad, thank you for bringing him on. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mr. Costa. Yeah. It's been wonderful. Yeah, appreciate
your
time. Thank
you so much. We really appreciate
you. You bet.
It.
My pleasure. Hey, Jonah, see you later, okay?
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.